Last year, I had the pleasure, the privilege of chatting with one of my heroes, somebody that I just absolutely adore, Chrissy Metz. Chrissy is the award-winning actress who is known as Kate Pearson on NBC's This Is Us. And I am addicted to it. I love it. And Kate Pearson, the character Kate Pearson, played by Chrissy Metz, is one of my favorite aspects of the show. At that time, when I interviewed Chrissy the first time, she and Devon Franklin had recently starred in Breakthrough, an incredible movie that had just been released. But for some reason, during that initial conversation with Chrissy, I neglected to talk to her about her singing. She performed the single I'm Standing With You that was featured in the movie Breakthrough. She also, as her character, Kate Pearson, sings in This Is Us, and I completely neglected to talk about that. Her performance in Breakthrough with I'm Standing With You led to her Country Music Award debut in April of 2019 alongside all sorts of big names. Now she is signed with Universal Music Group Nashville and is quite the star. Her debut single, Talking to God, has led to this conversation, Talking with Delilah. And I'm so thrilled to welcome Chrissy back to Love Someone with Delilah. Hi, Chrissy.
How are you?
Oh, my God, I love you.
Oh, I love you. How have you been?
Well, you know, Corona, but other than that.
Yeah.
So right. where did you end up sheltering in place?
In Nashville. So, yeah, it's been since March 12th we got here. I came to finish the album, and literally the record stopped, literally. And so I've just been here ever since, and I mean, I love it. It's so beautiful here, and I'm not very far from my family, which makes me feel a little more comfort, you know. But yeah, we've been in Nashville, my best friend and I. So.
And did you go there thinking, I'm going to finish this album, I'm going to go in the studio, I'm going to produce it, I'm going to get it done? Or did you go there thinking, oh my gosh, Corona's spreading like wildfire, I'm just going to go hunker down? Like, where was your head the night of March 11th?
Yeah, I have one suitcase. I've been rotating four dresses for the past couple months. And it was, we're going to be here for like a week, maybe, and head back to LA and, you know, get some stuff done, and get ready for the tour that was going to happen June 3rd. So we did not plan. We were not in the headspace. And then when we got here, everyone's like, oh, there's going to be like a shelter in place. And we're like, well, what do you mean? So we literally, I bought a home in February, so there was nothing in the house. There still really isn't. Thank goodness we had some beds, but we were like, we need groceries and dishes. Like, what? So it was kind of an adventure, to say the least. But yes, thank goodness for Amazon and everybody, all the essential workers who were able to even get the packages to us, because I was like, I don't know what we're going to do. And, you know, we had to wait, of course, some time for things. And I have like a hodgepodge of furniture that was just available to arrive. So it's been very interesting.
So the night that you're packing up to go to Nashville to start producing your album, I packed up five kids, two outlaws, my ex-in-laws, three dogs, a cat, myself and my husband, and we headed to my husband's ranch, because before we married, he had a beef ranch. And our house, the house he has, is 1,100 square feet.
Oh, wow.
With nine people.
Oh, wow. It's like you're camping.
Yeah.
In a house.
Yeah. And because my husband's very utilitarian, you know, he if he has a piece of furniture, if it works, it works. That's okay, you know.
Sure.
And
sure.
A bed on the floor is okay. And So there wasn't a lot to work with when we got here. And I had a suitcase just like you. I was rotating four T-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting, but good. I mean, I think we've grown a lot as a family. So
absolutely. I'm sure there's like either like grow or dissolve. And some people, you know, I know some relationships have been dissolving, which is, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and however it sort of comes to you, and what you can, of course, learn about yourself or your relationship or partnership. It's important for whatever your evolution is. And so it's really forcing us to see, like, oh, what's important to us, and what can we tolerate, and what do we want in our lives, you know? So, yeah, it's been fascinating, is an understatement, for
so
sure.
Biggest blessing to come out of the corona shutdown for you personally, Chrissy Metz?
I think it's reflection time for myself. So much of my life has been about everybody else. Because I never wanted to sort of look at the stuff that I was pushing down or, you know, not wanting to think about or work through. And I'm always like, oh, I know the only way to do it is to go through it. And going through whatever trauma or, you know, childhood issues that we haven't really contended with, when you're forced to be quiet, forced to stay in one place and be still, all those things start flooding up to the surface, and I'm like, wow, there's a lot that I have not been able to deal with or chose not to deal with, and now is the time to do so. So that to me has been a really big blessing, because I feel like I'm evolving in many ways that I think I really needed to. So
did you journal? Did you write? Did you do 12 steps?
Oh,
like
sure.
What?
Yeah, all the things, any which way, reading, journaling, my therapist, you know, all of the ways that I was able to sort of...
How many boxes of Kleenex, or was that one of those things that you didn't have access to at the time? Like, did you use a towel to dry your tears? What did that look like?
The one thing we did have was Kleenex, because they didn't have toilet paper at Costco. So we definitely had Kleenex. I've been doing a lot of water shedding, I guess we could call it, and crying, and just feeling so many different feelings. And I think there's such a shift happening in our world and in our perceptions and the way that we look at things, and everything is being affected. So yeah, no, I've been doing some crying for sure.
When I was younger and was forced into that position where I had to look at stuff, I had a wonderful counselor, a Christian man. He was a pastor that had retired and become a counselor. And he said, Delilah, I want you to sit with the pain, and I want you to embrace the pain in this very, you know, quiet, mellow voice. And I looked at him and I said, I'm paying you $60 an hour. You embrace this pain.
Right.
Which at the time was all the money in the world to me.
Yeah.
It was like, wait, I'm paying you to make this pain go away. Okay. That's what I was young, you know, and I thought, I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to talk for a few minutes, and then I'm going to be all better.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't want to feel these feelings.
Yeah, that's the whole point of why we do all the things that we do, right? Like, we have these, not everybody has addictions, but things to fill the void, whether we're shopping or social media or drugs, alcohol, food, whatever, you name it, whatever is accessible to us, because we don't want to feel the hard feelings. We don't want to sit with the feelings because it's uncomfortable. And if you've never felt them before, you're like, wait, what is this? What in the hell is this? And it's hard. It's hard, but it's important. It's necessary.
And I got to say, last year when I interviewed you because you had done Breakthrough, how did we not talk about your beautiful singing voice? How did we miss that part of the conversation?
I don't know. I think, you know, there's just so much to talk about with Breakthrough in particular. So maybe that's something we just, you know, we're focused on. But yeah, you know, for me, music has been my first love. It's been what I wanted to do, and it's so healing for me. When I used to go to church on my own, I went there because I loved the music and I could connect through the music. And that's something that I think everybody understands if they're music lovers. It's a universal language. And you know, now working on an album and having a single out, and all of my little girl dreams are, you know, really coming true. So, yeah, it's so surreal. It's so wonderful.
So when you're on This Is Us, your character, Kate Pearson, sings, is a singer, is a performer, but never really seems like the character development over the last 4 years, she never really gets to do that breakthrough thing where she has a single.
Right.
Which I would kind of like to talk to the writers about that, because I think she should. But,
you know, there is two more seasons for sure.
In real life, you get to do that. How cool is that?
Yeah, I know. It's such a gift, and it's not lost on me that, you know, just having the ability to use your voice is a huge deal. And then to have people want to listen to it is another huge deal. And to just share things that mean something to me and things that I've been going through or I've gone through, and to put those experiences to a beautiful melody and to create music, it's unreal. And then all the musicians who are involved and the producers and everybody that makes, you know, the whole machine work, it's such a gift. And I can't even express how grateful I am for it, because it's such a, I don't want to say luxury because it's a necessity, but it feels very luxurious. So
when you were a kid, you said this is your little girl grown up dream. When you were a kid, school choir, church choir, where did you find your voice to perform?
Yes. I used to make little tapes on my boombox in my room. I was just like making up melodies and singing, but I was too afraid to share that with anybody. But music was always, you know, always singing. And then in middle school, when my mom couldn't afford an instrument for a band, and all the cool kids were in band, I was like, ah, great. And so choir, obviously free, and I could, you know, go and do that. And so I really was like, oh, this is where I was supposed to be all along. And then to learn how to sort of blend with many people's voices, but also still have your own, and it just sort of opened up something for me. And then it wasn't until high school, my senior year, where I actually had enough courage to join or audition for the chamber choir, which was a competitive choir, and we did state and all those things. And my choir teacher, Miss Rollo, I'll never forget. She's so instrumental. She like really encouraged me to do a solo that year, and I was like, oh my god, this makes me so happy. And then she nominated me to do to have a scholarship for a choral camp at the University of Florida, and that was like, oh yeah, okay, no question. So that was sort of, you know, a bit of a journey, but I just had to keep sort of having these experiences to know that that's what I wanted to do. So yeah, long time. But then when I met my manager, she was like, let's put music to the side and let's focus on acting. And I was like, wait, what? So hence the reason why I took the long way around.
Yeah, but that acting thing didn't turn out so bad for you, you know.
Oh, my gosh. It's what I wanted to do. Like, I've always wanted to tell stories, whether they were to music or, you know, on TV and film. So it's exactly what was supposed to happen, because I don't think I would be as vulnerable in my music if I didn't have the vulnerability of the character and of the show.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I have lots of kids. And so I've gone through phases of parenting because my oldest is now 41 and my youngest is 4. And for about 15 years in my parenting career, I had kids that loved music, So I got to be the choir mom and go on the field trips and take them to their state competitions. And, you know, they were all about, I had 4 that were all about drama and music. And it was such a joy because I can't sing a damn note, but I love music. It courses through my veins. It plays in my head. It speaks to me in the middle of the night. I wake up and write lyrics, but I can't sing. I can sing a note. I have a 3-note range. That's it. So long as the tune is in my 3-note range. And by the way, happy birthday to you exceeds my 3-note range. You know, but I love it so much.
Yeah.
And so what was her name? Miss Rolo, your choir teacher?
Miss Rolo, yeah.
I know the thrill she must have felt encouraging you to do the solo and to see, like, I can feel her feelings to see that talent blossom because I got to do it with Shayla and Zach and Christy and my kids. And it's, there is nothing in my life as joyful as seeing my kids discover their talent and then spread their wings and fly. So I bet your mom and Miss Rolo were just cheering you on and so thrilled to see that happen. And now if they're still a part of your life, that must be such a thrill for them.
Oh, well, yeah, I can understand because I know how when I, you know, encourage and champion and cheerlead people that I love and I want, you know, to see them happy and exceed. I do know that feeling, you know, not as a mother, but as a friend and as a sister. And I get it. I do get it.
So talk to me about talking to God. How did this come about?
Well, interestingly enough, I didn't co-write this song. It was on an Ashley McBride writer's retreat that it was written. And I, you know, friendly with Ashley and with the other writers. And my manager was like, oh, you know, Nicolette, who is a dear friend, and we've written a lot together that will be on my EP and my album. But she's like, oh, you know, Nicolette wrote this song today. You're probably going to like it. And he just was sending it to me because I love to hear everything. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, who's cutting this? And he's like, I don't know. I don't know if Ashley is or not. And I'm like, well, if she's not, I feel like I want to tell this story. Like, I know what it's like to, you know, have remorse about doing something or not doing something or saying something or not saying something and thinking about somebody, even if they're not in your life anymore or if they've passed on or if, you know, I was married for many years and obviously I've grown tremendously from that relationship and relationships since. But, you know, I know what it's like to think about, I think we all do, to think about someone who might not be in our lives, but like we can still think about them and that we can learn how to forgive ourselves and how we just move gracefully through the world. And so it just was a song that I was like, I want to tell the story. Can I sing it? So that's how it came about.
Move gracefully through this world. When I think about some of the people in my past, I'm not really moving gracefully.
I agree. I'm trying.
I'm trying.
I'm doing it, but I'm trying.
I'm trying. So the first time I heard the song, somebody had mentioned you had released a song. This was before, you know, I called my sister and I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to hear this. You've got to get a hold of Chrissy. I got to talk to her about this because somebody had sent it to me, a friend, knowing how much I miss my son. And they said, I think God wants you to hear this song today.
Oh, my gosh.
And Chrissy, I was bawling in the car. Because I talk to God every day to tell my kids I have 2 boys in heaven. Now 3 because we just lost my stepson. But I was a wreck. I mean, I was sobbing the ugly tears the first time I listened to it. And then the next time I listened to it, I thought about past relationships You know, I've been divorced more than once, and the forgiveness and the grace that has come with time and forgiving myself for some pretty bad choices I made. And I don't know, it just kept every time I listened to it, it would bring up a new layer of God's grace and love and mercy and healing. And so I called my podcast producer and I said, I need to talk to Chrissy about this song because it is so beautiful and so moving. And I know that if other people could just like wrap their ears around it and wrap their heart around it, God can use it for good.
Thank you so much. That's so, so beautiful. And I mean, that's why I get it. You know, that's why I love music so much. And I love a good song because it is so healing and you feel like, wow, I'm still a little less alone because somebody else is going through it. And that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me. And that's what I felt when I heard the song. And I was like, it's got to be heard. So yeah, I think it's a special song for many reasons and for many people. So I'm just grateful to be able to sing it.
So with everything the world is going through right now, not just communities, not just families, but the world.
Yes.
I think that we need this song now more than ever, because I think if we didn't have God to talk to, how would we get through this?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Really don't know. And, you know, so grateful that we do have that conscious contact with God, because it's been difficult, you know, and we don't even understand other people's plights and how people have been coping and dealing with their own lives for so long. So yeah, there's a lot going on, and I feel like it's a positive shift in the right direction of just knowing that we are all more alike than we are different, and that we're all equal, and that we all want the same thing, which is to be loved. So
I know you can't answer this because we don't know the timeline on anything, but do you think by the end of the year we can get the full album? How many songs have you done?
Yeah, I would like to have the full album done by the end of the year. We have 5 songs right now that we finished prior to quarantine that we're going to release on an EP by, I believe, September. And then the second song that's coming out, I did co-write, and it's called Actress, and it's a sad breakup song. And I'm really excited about that one, too. And that should be coming out with probably in the next month.
Wow. So you've been busy.
Yeah.
And are you doing all the Zoom meetings and publicity from your home?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, I'm so spoiled because I just walk into the living room and I'm like, oh, here I am on a radio tour and I'm not traveling around the country. But yeah, I mean,
do you have like a curling iron plugged into the wall there? And so when you're off camera, you're putting the lipstick, because that's what I do.
Yeah. I've been touching up myself. Yeah. I mean, I love makeup and hair, and you know, I used to do it myself. I wasn't amazing at it, but I'm like, well, I get to hone these skills and figure it out and, you know, do the best I can. But it's so funny, the progression. So, like, initially people were like, in their pajamas, don't care what their hair and whatever. And then now, like, slowly people are like, oh, gosh, I want to feel some sort of sense of normalcy. So I'm going to put on some clothes. I'm going to do my hair. I'm going to do my makeup, you know. So it's been really cool to see that sort of unfold.
In my house, it went the opposite direction because my girls were all doing online school. So I have three girls that are all doing online school. And the first week or 2 weeks, maybe even 3 weeks, they would get up and they would, you know, fix their hair and look cute for their classmates. And then, you know, by the end of the school year, which just finished, they're laying in bed, like pajamas on. They haven't even brushed their teeth in, you know, the whole day. And they're like, okay, yeah, I'll do this last assignment. I'm like, wow. How did we go from wanting to look cute for the boys in your school to this? And they're like, Mom, it doesn't matter. At this point, who cares?
Yeah, at this point. It's true.
Very funny.
You're like, what makes me feel good? What do I want to do? What do I not want to do?
So any chance that are we having discussions about the next season of This Is Us?
Yeah, I mean, we have a Zoom call scheduled this week. So we're going to sort of find out what and how it's going to look, if, when, all that. I know that there's so many regulations because the actors have to be protected. And since we won't have PPE and the crew can, like, what does that look like? So I think we're just between the executives and the studios and everyone, just trying to figure out what's going to be the best, safest road. So hopefully we'll find some clarity in the next couple of days. But they were saying possibly September. We usually go back in July. So I don't know.
But I'm just saying, you know, I started on radio like 1974. So
right.
If the storyline had to have like a dedication for the family throughout the ages, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, we could just use my studio and the request line right here, and I could do dedications to the Pearson family over
Perfect.
4 decades. I'm just saying.
Perfect.
So what's the, you're going to release a 5-song CD? What?
An EP. Yeah, it'll be an EP, a 5-song EP, hopefully in the fall. And then the next single, Actress, will be coming out within the next probably month.
Okay, so I'm going to have to call you back in a month because I'm going to want to talk about that too. Because as soon as I hear it, if it's a sad breakup song, you know, it's going to fit on my show.
Perfect. That would be an honor. Yeah, of course. So call me anytime.
Chrissy, I admire you. I respect you. You're such a talented actress. You have such a beautiful voice. But the thing I love most is how your heart comes shining through. Like, in everything that you do, I see the love of God shine through you.
Don't get me crying on this phone. Thank you. That's so kind.
I want you to know that shines through, that is, it illuminates you and all that you are.
Thank you.
And I love that about
you.
So
nice to hear.
And I love this song. So I'm going to tell everybody, look up Chrissy Metz. And as soon as Actress comes out, then we'll talk again, I hope.
Okay, I would love that.
And
I would love that.
I told you this last time, I don't know if you recall, but I haven't had a TV in my house in 22 years.
I do remember you saying that.
I had to have my teenagers teach me how to use my computer because I am the biggest addict for your show in the world. I'm just so addicted. It's my one guilty pleasure. And if my kids dare interrupt me while I'm having a sob fest with you and This Is Us, or now a sob fest with your music, it's just like, no, leave mama alone because I just need a good cry right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm so glad it touches you that way because, being a part of it feels that way. And then to know that people are receiving it is just even better. So thank you.
Well, thank you for your time. God bless you. And good luck with everything you put your hand to.
Oh, you too. Thank you. It's so good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, honey. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
We still haven't been able to meet in person, but that day will come, I pray. Until then, I just love Chrissy Metz, and I want you to get her music because it's wonderful. Talking to God, Chrissy Metz's new song that I absolutely love, and I know you're going to love it too. It's available for purchase now. Look it up. Download it now. It is so, so good. While you're at it, pick up Chrissy's memoir, a New York Times bestseller called This Is Me. And when you've finished with those two things, most importantly, remember to slow down and love someone.